Most Reverend Archbishop Lucas, Archdiocesan priests, supporters, administrators, and fellow educators, I am truly honored and also very humbled to be standing here tonight representing this year's honorees. On behalf of each of them, I'd like to thank you for your outstanding support of Catholic education and for your support of all the wonderful staff members who keep our Catholic schools strong, vibrant, and growing. As a group of 8 honorees this year, each of us is truly unique in our backgrounds, the subject areas we teach, the location of our Catholic schools, and even the length of time we've been associated with Catholic education. Some of us knew we were destined to teach in a Catholic school long ago. And for some of us, the journey was more unexpected. But through God's plan, each of us can definitely say that we're in one of the most rewarding and one of the most important roles possible. As Catholic school teachers and administrators, we impact many young lives. We reach out to others. We guide with love. And we certainly make a difference. For me, being a Catholic school educator was something I never imagined I would ever do. My first experience in Catholic education was when I attended Catholic school from first through third grade in a small New Jersey town. I remember being in Sister Natalie's third grade class many years ago, along with 47 other students. As a class of 48, our classroom was the converted attic of the rectory garage, and I'm sure with so many of us in the class, we were quite a handful. I still have my third grade class picture that shows all of us kids happy and smiling. Then off to the side, in the picture, Sister Natalie is standing very stern and serious and maybe even a little worried look on her face. Once I became a teacher, I realized how Sister Natalie must have felt trying to keep up with 48 of us little third graders in the class each day. Sister was tough, and we learned a lot in her class. Guided by a very strict sense of discipline, we learned our times tables, forwards and backwards. We learned phonics, reading, writing, how to stay organized, how to be responsible, how to be reverent, and we learned how to pray. Those beginning elementary years were my first exposure to Catholic education, and they certainly made a strong impression on shaping my life. I ultimately didn't start teaching in a Catholic school until my mid-40s when I retired after 21 years of service in the United States Air Force. But once I began my career as a Catholic school educator, I absolutely knew that I was in the right place. Each of us as honorees has a slightly different story to tell related to our journey in a Catholic education. But even though we arrived in different ways and for different reasons, we all have one thing in common. And this is something all Catholic school teachers, administrators, and staff members also have in common. We have a passion to model the Catholic faith, a passion to live like Jesus would want us to live, and a passion to work hard and to do whatever it takes to make a difference for our kids. Although there are 8 of us being honored tonight, this banquet hall and each and every one of our Catholic schools is filled with teachers, administrators, and support staff who are also very deserving of recognition. It's such an honor and a blessing to be among and to work beside such wonderful and caring people each day. There's no doubt that being a Catholic school educator, and especially a Catholic school administrator, can be rather demanding at times. The hours can be long, and the challenge is great, but working with our wonderful students is absolutely energizing and invigorating. Every so often, on those days that just seem to be unusually difficult, I like to take a quick break and visit one of the kindergarten classrooms or one of the first grade classrooms in my building. Doing this lifts my spirits every single time, because seeing those young students excited about learning and excited about Jesus brings clearly into perspective the true importance of Catholic education. On one of these visits late last fall, I happened to encounter a young man in our school named Michael, who was in the first grade. Michael had just come out of the boys' bathroom and was on his way back to class. When Michael saw me, he smiled and immediately pointed to a picture on the wall nearby. It was my birthday on that particular day, and my school secretaries, who are here, have a little tradition. A bit annoying to me, but so much fun to them, and so much fun for everyone else in our school. On my birthday, each year, hundreds of copies of a picture of me wearing a goofy-looking Photoshop birthday crown go up all through our school. One of these pictures is what Michael happened to be pointing to. Now, I'm sure that Michael will one day be the mayor of Omaha, or the governor of Nebraska, or maybe even the president of the United States, because he's not one bit shy about speaking his mind, and he does this in such an eloquent way. As Michael pointed to my picture, he immediately wished me a happy birthday and asked me how old I was. Before I could reply, he held up his hand and said, "No, Mr. Segrell, don't tell me. I know how old you are. You're holding at 29. This took me a little by surprise. First of all, what a truly kind child to say that I was only 29 years old. I asked Michael what he meant by holding at 29. He replied, "Because you look the same age as my mom, and she tells me each year that she's holding at 29. So that's how old I think you are, too." Needless to say, Michael is one of my favorite students because he keeps me feeling young. Being a Catholic school educator is extremely fulfilling and continuously brings joy to my heart. To see our kids living their faith each day in a caring and nurturing Catholic school environment is just so powerful. In my 14 years of Catholic education, I've seen some amazing things, and I know God is at work in each one of our Catholic schools. One clear example of this took place recently at Christ the King Church when our primary elementary students were participating in adoration, which we celebrate in each grade level once a quarter. On this day, during an adoration session, a group of first grade students were gathered in the center church aisle in a small circle, where they were quietly reflecting and praying together. One of our first grade teachers just happened to take a picture of this group, and when I saw the picture later that day, it literally took my breath away. Reflecting in the afternoon sun from the crucifix at the front of the church and into the camera lens was the image of Jesus, who in the picture appeared to be hovering directly over and looking down on the group of first graders who were praying. This was simply one of those moments that made my heart skip a beat and certainly reinforced in my mind and in the minds of all those who also saw that beautiful picture that in our Catholic schools, Jesus is there watching over us and guiding us. In closing tonight, I once again want to thank all of you for your outstanding support of our Catholic schools and of Catholic education. On behalf of tonight's honorees, I want to thank Archbishop Lucas, all our archdiocese pastors and priests, and Superintendent Patrick Slattery for your absolutely superb leadership and your wonderful guidance. Thank you to all the Catholic school parents in the audience tonight for your incredible support and for providing us with all the wonderful children that fill our many Catholic schools each day. And thank you to our fellow Catholic school administrators, teachers, staff members who came out to celebrate with us tonight. It's very touching to see all of you, and we appreciate it so much. And finally, thank you to all the wives, the husbands, the sons, the daughters, the family members, and the good friends for your endless support, your patience, your understanding, and for allowing each of us as Catholic school educators to do what we do best. We absolutely have a passion to teach, a passion to inspire, and a passion to truly awaken greatness in every single student who comes through our doors. On behalf of the honorees, thank you very much, and God bless.